Many Native students go to class in schools that are old and deteriorating, but one tribe in our region fought hard to improve a school plagued by a bat infestation and other problems. They secured $65 million from the state of Nevada to build a new school that would serve more than 300 students living on the Duck Valley Indian Reservation in both Idaho and Nevada. KUNR's Maria Palma reports on their campaign for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Owyhee Combined School sits in a remote area straddling the Nevada and Idaho state line. It serves more than 300 students living on the Duck Valley Indian Reservation of the Shoshone Paiute tribes. It was built by the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1954. It's still the only school on the reservation, and it's showing its age.
As a school, there are so many safety hazards, so many health hazards.
That's Vice Principal Lynn Menin-John. She says the building holds great significance for tribal members, but it has not been properly maintained. 2 years after the school was built, it was consolidated with Elko County Schools. But school officials say Owyhee's remote location and lack of attention from the school district caused the building to deteriorate. One problem, a bat colony on the roof.
And so when they roost and leave their droppings, the droppings drip out of what is now a replaced tile into the bucket. There's liquids dripping. We shut down the classroom.
Manning John is also concerned about two industrial boilers that are the main heating system.
So this is the infamous boiler room.
Classrooms that sit directly above the boiler get radiant heat.
So whenever the boiler is on, this room has some chemical smells.
Manning John continues down a hallway with a long crack running along the two walls. Some windows are cracked and the main doors of the school do not close completely. Diana Conoyer is executive director of the National Indian Education Association, and she says the problems at Owyhee are not uncommon for schools serving tribal communities.
It's actually in rural communities across the nation. It's on all of our reservations.
Conoyer is a citizen of the Oglala Sioux tribe. Many school buildings in the Pine Ridge Reservation, covering parts of South Dakota and Nebraska, have the same challenges as Owyhee, she says.
Little Wound School has a lot of outbuildings or mobile home type structures that classrooms exist in. We have tribal schools that are in the state of New Mexico and Arizona on the Navajo Reservation that have leaking roofs.
There are several ways to address the issue, Cornoyer says, but tribes need to empower themselves and state legislators need to understand they're also responsible for tribal citizens. Federal and state funding as well as philanthropy are options that tribes can use to improve their schools, she says.
There needs to be a different way of approaching tribal-state partnership.
That may be the solution for Owyhee. At the start of this year's Nevada legislative session, the Shoshone Paiute tribes begin calling for funding to replace their crumbling school. For 4 months, tribal chairman Brian Mason encouraged his community to raise their voices and speak out about the bad condition of their school. And it worked.
All right, everybody.
On June 13th, Nevada's governor signed a bill that earmarks $64.5 million to replace the Owyhee Combined School. Sean Davis, a sophomore at Owyhee Combined School, traveled 6 hours to be present at the ceremonial signing in Carson City.
I'd imagine it bigger and better than our current one right now. And just a whole better place than what we got now.
Conoyer says this is an example of tribal empowerment when it comes to addressing underfunded schools.
Owyhee tribal leader advocated with the state. Even though a tribal school is on a reservation, it is still a school with students that live within that specified state.
Mason says it is a big win for the tribe, its students, and future generations.
With so many things challenging them on the reservation, everything is stacked against them. This is going to help. They'll have a reason to get up and go to school and succeed.
Mason says the tribes already have set aside 80 acres for a new school. He expects it will take about 2 years to be built. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maria Palma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.